Harvey, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're good. All right. The we're in the Love Bus, okay? And traveling the country and doing the show on the road. But sometimes where we are, we don't have enough bandwidth to do video, you know, and stream. But the did you want to record? Do we got enough to record or? Yeah. Are you getting me clean? You know, is it coming?
Great. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and record it at least.
Don't start driving.
Yeah. No. We're back. We're from Arizona. We're back in Arizona, and I'm in front of one of my son's house. You know, sometimes it's just a pain in the butt. You know, that goes in and out. That's one thing. You know, we got power taken care of. We got solar. We got inverters. We got, you know, all the really pimped out the bus, spent a gazillion dollars on it and everything. We have a cell booster. We got AT&T, two SIM cards. We got a Verizon. We got the router. Yeah, and boosters, and it still sucks. And, you know, so we're waiting on Starlink. We have some friends up in Northern America doing the Elon Musk's satellite Starlink thing. That thing's kicking ass. So I'm like, get that on the bus. We'll be styling. So that'd be cool.
All right.
Yeah.
What, is this live?
Yeah, no, it's live. We're doing live. We come in 6 after. So we got 4 minutes. Let me tell you what's up. I don't think probably Eileen probably didn't tell you. I ran for Secretary of State. I'm a libertarian activist since the late 80s, early 90s. I ran for Secretary of State in 94. I ran for Secretary in Arizona. And okay. Secretary of State in 06, County Recorder in 08. I've run for Congress 3 times against McCain for U.S. Senate. I've run for state. So I'm known in Arizona as that libertarian. Yeah, I'm that libertarian, okay? So my thing on election law, which is my deal, I have a dozen lawsuits and all kinds of stuff. I made oral argument before the Ninth Circuit on 44 election laws. I know what happened in Maricopa County here. I know the guys inside, out. So I don't think I know. I know. I just want to give you a heads up on that. Now, when we come back to your effort, I'm going to give you the first segment that you just tell the audience every little old thing, you know, why we're going to do this, what we're going to do, and then I got some questions. But this is, I've been screaming about, you know, not having precinct paper for freaking ever, because I know what happens. So you're going to have to assuage my concerns. Okay, Harvey?
Do you know John Brakey?
Very well.
Okay.
You know, and I told him in this Maricopa thing, I said, run the fuck away, because I know what's coming. You know, so this is, he and I have been, what happened, he contacted me back in 2004, because I was known for all this, and he goes, because they had the problems in Pima County with what was going on there with Fatally Flawed and so on. And I'm going, whoa, man. Just listen to all my shows in the election category on my website, and then call me. And then since then, he's like, damn, okay, so you know. Yeah, I do. So he's been trying to get it fixed, but, you know, he's progressive. You know, he's from the left, and he's kind of, you know, let some things go, and we'll work with the Republicans later in the future, and we'll get, and I'm going, there isn't going to be a later. This is it. You know, if you got a solution and how you want this done, man, where I'm on it. I'm getting a really loud binging. Is that, you know, somebody try to call in your phone or something?
No, that's my email. Hold on, I'll turn it off. Sorry about that.
So, we'll get a little bit. Should we do your previous activism or history or anything or what? What do you think?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, we'll do. But I
want me to do it.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll just highlight your, you know, your.
What's your position on pot as a libertarian?
Man, if you want to snort Clorox, I don't care. You know, yeah. See, it's a property rights issue with me. I own myself, and I want. And here we go. I go. You know, one of the things on the tour is I own myself, so that means do I have to take an injection from the crown of notions and potions forced into my flesh. Either I own myself or I don't. Whether you're for or against vaccinations, if it pleases the crown, may I occupy my own land, you know? So my thing is that, you know, I'm going, all right, I can pitch a tent in front of City Hall, but if I take that same tent and put it on land I own, I go to jail if I don't have a permission slip from the crown.
What about nuclear power? What's your thing on nuclear power?
I think everybody should have one in their basement.
Yeah.
Well, I prefer to go thorium, and we'll bring that up, you know. All right, here we go.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Remember, we are not afraid!
Yeah, unafeared here on Declare Your Independence with me here in Stancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, Chandler, you know, we're back in Arizona, having fun. You know, this is, man, this week has just been, you come back, it's always freaking Arizona, man. What do I always keep telling you guys? Arizona, and Maricopa County when it comes to elections. And we got a common acquaintance. Harvey and I both know John Brakey, and John Brakey is, you know, well-known to the show here for years. He and I have been going over this stuff. But we come from a different perspective. You know, he's a more progressive left and so on. And he got a friend here in Harvey Wasserman. Now, Harvey, he's got an interesting background. You know, he was, you know, he got a degree, University of Michigan in 67. You know, but what he really came to the fore was his anti-nuclear work. You know, the no nukes. 1973, he's like, no nukes. You know, and then we find out later that the environmentalists are starting to go, hey, that nuke stuff's not so bad, you know, and then all these guys telling us, nah, it's big oil. They're just using it as whatever, you know, and Gore wants to, you know, chop down trees and biomass and do it. I mean, you know, it's all freaking lie, Harvey. So now we're going to go into what he's advocating for mail-in national balloting. And everybody gets a ballot. Everybody mails it in. It's all popular vote. It's one big, giant country. No more electoral college, you know, to represent the states. We're going to have an election and do it by mail. Now, my audience, you know, I just want you to know, I kind of gave Harvey a little bit of what's up and a warning of who I am and why and everything so he's not walking in and get totally sandbagged here. But I want to make sure that he gets to express himself. So go ahead and tell everybody what it is that you're advocating and why and how it would work. All right, Harvey, go, man.
All right, first of all, I want to say we need to get rid of all nuclear power plants, including the three at Palo Verde, which you're far too close to. Nuclear power is a total catastrophe. And as we know, as you know, solar panels work, wind power works, and that's where you got to go. 100% renewable, you should like that because every home can and every RV can have its own power. We don't want any thorium reactors. We don't want any uranium reactors. And all 90-plus reactors in the United States are Chernobyls in progress. They need to be inspected. We know they're all embrittled. Every day we get by without another nuclear power catastrophe, you can kiss your lucky stars. So that's number one. I've been doing that since 1973. I did help coin the phrase no nukes. If you got a no nukes bumper sticker or T-shirt, you can thank my hippie farm. I lived on a hippie farm for 14 years. It was really fun. And we went organic, by the way. So if you're doing organic produce, if you've got solar panels or wind energy, clean stuff, you can thank us. That's what I've been doing for the last what is it, almost 50 years now. Now, in terms of voting, we want hand-counted, paper ballots. We don't want any of these ridiculous machines. I actually agree with Trump on those Dominion machines. They can be hacked. They're worthless. They're perfectly designed to steal elections. And basically, I'd like to see all our ballots be printed on hemp. You save them for 22 months, and then you can smoke them. And that's what we're looking for. So that's simple enough. We want money out of politics. We want the end of the Electoral College. We want gerrymandering to be done with. No more gerrymandering, please. People need to be able to get registered. They need to get a paper ballot. The ballots got to go through digital scanning machines, which your buddy and my buddy John Brakey know all about. And that's how we need to do elections. So I was one of the early advocates of legal marijuana in 1967. I wrote a piece on it advocating legal marijuana for the University of Michigan.
Yeah, what about methamphetamine and LSD and heroin and whatever?
Those are all really different. Meth,
that's no different. It's my body. You know, it's like Oregon. Hell, I can go to Oregon.
Yeah.
And get
well,
whatever.
That's fine. You know, I don't believe in making certain. I don't call them drugs. You know, mushrooms are not a drug. If anybody who tells you LSD is addicting has never taken LSD. I mean, come on. You know, forget that stuff. Coke. I don't know, man. I took coke twice. It gave me a real headache. I haven't done it since. So
clear my sinuses. I don't because it's the only feeling I get from cocaine was like I'd take a good nap. But you know, some people, they've had sinus infections. I keep saying, I hear this all the time. It drained, and all of a sudden they were cured. You know, just because it opened up something, it cleared something. You know, I'm so done with listening to the professionals or the government. Or the politicians, we just, you know, down to the people. And but I wanted to ask, we could go on for hours on this stuff. I want to focus on the election thing. Now, you're advocating that everybody gets a mail-in.
No, all registered voters, only registered voters, not everybody. You got to be registered.
Well, dead or alive. How do we know who's going to be a registered qualified voter?
Is okay, you know.
Well, I need to know. I mean, you know, this is, see, my thing is, I've been, oh God, I can go on and on and on. I see that the mail-in, the actual, when they produce a bunch of paper that goes out, when they got it out in the, you know, in the wild, that is the problem. You know, that's what gets messed up. So
you got to be registered. You got to be registered to get a ballot. It's a 5-year felony. To falsify a ballot. None of this stuff.
Ooh, how many people are going to jail this year?
None, because, or maybe one. I don't know. Well, Trump will go to jail eventually, right? Not for paper ballots. I think Donald will look very good in an orange jumpsuit. I think that'll really suit him.
Is that what this is?
What is this stuff about presidential pardons? Why should a president be able to pardon people? Is he a king? Forget about it. Take away the presidential pardon. What function does a presidential pardon serve? Ridiculous.
I don't mind. I mean, Obama sure as hell did. I mean, holy crap.
He didn't do anywhere near enough. And you know, it's ridiculous. Presidential pardons, forget about it. They don't belong. And a lot of other presidential powers don't belong.
Yeah, I'm for doing away with the whole freaking government. Man, I've gone voluntarist, anarchist, leave me aloneist guy. I am, man. Well, it has gone. Yeah, have not done anything for me. But let's go ahead and assume.
All right, I'm for a totally free market in energy. I don't want any subsidies. Any subsidies at all for what I call, and you can use as King Kong, coal, oil, nukes, and gas. Forget it. They all got to go. None of them would sustain in a free market.
I'm for a free market. You know, they go to Elon Musk and they keep going on. You're subsidized with this. He goes, fine. Take away. I'm just taking advantage of what's here. You want me to do away with all the oil subsidies. Do away with all the, you know, the navies out there protecting the whatever, and give Texaco their own 16-inch guns. I mean, you know,
that's why we went into Iraq. The Iraq War was all about oil. We know that. and gas.
Okay.
What are we doing in Afghanistan? We're building a pipeline. You know, bring all the troops home.
Okay, well, I'm with you, brother. Let's go ahead and let's focus on this election thing.
Why do we have 800 military bases all over the world? What's the point?
Because somebody wants to make some money, dummy. It's all about the money. You know, we're going to make some money. Money, money, money. All right, when we come back, we got to focus on the election thing. I need a solution. Right. You know, for me, it's going to be freaking, I go in and grandma's there and I count it and a big giant stack of paper, they count it right then, put it to the total, add it to the other totals, we're done. And it's done that freaking day. Done.
Yeah, you put it through the digital scanning machines.
All right, hold on. Fifth letter of Captain Mark.
And you get a paper out and you get...
All right, we're in break. Right. We blew through the break. All right, this is the thing. See, I hate doing this off the air because the live audience doesn't get it. They got to go. I got to sum it up when I come back. But this is the deal. My experience in all that, I've been doing this 30 years, and about half of that time with John. Okay, so this has been for me. I can see what we do: the logic and accuracy test. In the 90s, we come in with videotape. We go through Maricopa County elections with press with us. We got talk show hosts. We have print reporters. We're going through all this stuff. We're looking at, and we could sit there and point out and see what they're doing. They didn't understand that we understood. We're going, what's that machine there? How come that card goes in this laptop before you put it over there? Why do we? Where was that in the process and the chain of custody and the thing and here and the approved equipment of, you know, what the hell are you doing? Oh, we got a T1 line going into the counting computers live to the World Trade Center as you're counting them? Who the hell did that? As county chair, I signed, and I had the Republican and Democrat counterparts. We all signed to disconnect the counting computers from the internet. And what did they do? They fired the other two guys that were paid executive positions in the Republicans and Democrats and went after me. And I'm like, bring it on, bitches. You know, this is so corrupt at so fundamental base level. And the only way to get away from it, even this early balloting, I know they don't check the signatures, and this is becoming a big thing. How do I know? I go, I want a freedom of information request. All of these ballots that they would do, the early ballot request forms that they would send to the parties. It was P.O. Box, Republican, Democratic Party of whatever the hell. Then they would call you. They run it through a computer. They get a phone call list. They call you, see who you're voting for. And if you answered correctly, that early ballot request would go to the county to get you your ballot. The rest of them would go in the trash, and we're dumpster diving. Got a stack of them right here. These are the guys that did not answer correctly, okay? So what happens? They get their early ballot. They send it in. They get it all taken care of. But what do? When they do the early request, or they have their ballots with a bunch of paper they want to do, they have a big giant stack of paper here that they have to compare the signatures. So they get it from this side of the computer to that side. Once it gets to the pass the line over to this side, then it goes in and gets tabulated. Do they check the signatures? Hell no! I go, freedom of information. I want to have the time worksheets of all the people that are on the computers that are comparing these. It takes 10 seconds a name to do it. They sat there and showed us on camera doing it. Multiply that times how many hundreds of thousands or whatever. Physics. They couldn't do it. So now what do? They have it go to a private, you know, company, and they just send them. Oh, hey, man, they checked them for us, and they sent them to us. Hey, it's not us. It's them. Go blame them. It's so bullshit, Harvey. I don't think I know. I know. It's bullshit. They are pretending. They are not checking. They can't. They don't. Now, they can say they got AI. They can bring in the machines. They got a big giant army or whatever. But they're not doing it. They have no plan to do it. They don't prepare to do it. And they, oh, by the way, they don't do it. Okay? So if we have all of this paper out there, who's checking the signatures that they're the ones that did it? You know, so I say show up and vote. I don't. Man, Harvey, you came on the wrong guy's show.
It's just totally entertaining.
Well, I want the answer. So that's the first thing. We're going to mail it out. And how are they going to compare to what? They're registered. They got a signature.
Got mine back.
All right.
We're coming back.
You can tell the audience. Here we go. I'm just giving you a prep.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. 2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
And Harvey Wasserman. You know, he's here advocating for mail-in. It's at grassrootsep.org. Grassroot. What's SE? Grassroots EP. Grassroot SEP. What's the
election
SEP?
Protection.
I'm sorry?
Election protection.
Okay, grassroot election, grassrootselectionprotection.org. Got it. Grassroot, yeah. grassrootsep.org.
Election protection 2024. We're going to be campaigning next 4 years to get rid of the Electoral College and to get rid of gerrymandering and all this other stuff that's so anti-democratic. Now, you don't like paper ballots. That's fine. But what's your alternative? You're going to vote on machines?
I love paper ballots.
You know those machines are totally corrupt.
Absolutely.
So it's like what Winston Churchill said about democracy. It's the worst form of government there is, except for all the other ones. And so paper ballots, at least we got a chance to scan them in to see what they're doing. Now, you're...
I'm for paper ballots. No, let me get it clear, Harvey. I'm for voting on freaking paper. Hell, hemp. Good. So it lasts a long time. So I put it there. We can smoke it after 7 years or whatever.
Exactly.
But so we have the paper, hemp paper, man. Absolutely. Hemp paper sitting right there. I go in. I vote it. They count it. That precinct reports it. It goes to the other totals. We're done. Done.
You don't like mail. You don't like mailing them in. That's you know.
Okay. Now, so explain. No, this is essential. You know, you're going to mail it out. To whom? How do you know who gets it?
Registered voters.
Okay. Only. So they go in and they fill out some form and they go deputy registrar, it's mail-in voting, they breathe in and out, they fog a mirror, whatever, they're a registered voter.
Right.
So how do we determine who's a registered voter? What do they got to do to register?
Well, you know, you got to be at the DMV, you got to be born, you got to go to high school, you got to go to Walmart. Get registered anywhere.
Okay, so then we have, or they got to be American citizens, or
they should be American citizens. Yeah.
Okay, so what about undocumented? Do they get to vote or no?
No, you got to be a citizen to vote.
Okay, so
do we
want to make everybody a citizen? And Biden goes, you know, he crosses, he does the, you know, the sign, and all of a sudden everybody's an American citizen. Are you for that?
You know, where did Melania Trump come from, for God's sakes? You know, I mean, let's be real here. This country is.
I don't want to discuss it. I just want to know if that's what anybody that's living here, you know, from the undocumented, from whatever.
I taught college for 13 years. Most of my students couldn't have passed the citizenship test, but they were born here, and so they are citizens. We have citizenship rules. That's the way it is. I like mail-in voting a lot.
Okay, let's get step by step here. I just want people to know. I'm a libertarian. I don't give a crap. Borders, what the hell's that? So, you know, I'm just, you know, so this is, I'm like, you still got a government? You're still voting? Hell, my sign in 2006 was a big still voting with the V, and voting was the V for vendetta. I'm like, you guys are still voting? You know?
Right.
And I get 7-8% and spend no money in a statewide races. I'm telling you, man, I've been doing this for a long time, man. Woo! Now, I'm going, all right. So we have people come in from Mexico. Are they, you know, going to be sent a ballot thing? Are they able to register?
No.
Okay, no. So we got, birthright, citizenship.
The Constitution's completely clear. You got to be here 5 years. You got to pass a citizenship test.
Okay. All right. I got that. So, because a lot of people worry about the mail-in voting, well, who's going to get it? Okay. So he has registered voters that are U.S. citizens by whatever criteria Biden decides, or Trump, or whoever the hell it winds up being. All right. So you go in and you have registered voters in the mail. I'm going to get my ballot. Okay.
Right.
What's special about that ballot? Is it done to me? Is it for what?
Well, there are ways to protect it. There's barcoding and the signature. You got to do the signature, and that's how you protect it. Are you worried about too many ballots going out?
Hell yeah. I give you all kinds of.
All right, well,
yeah, I got a whole bunch of that. So then we have a signature count or verification. So I've signed my voter registration, so they got my signature online or available. Then I go,
I sign my ballot back. They wouldn't accept my signature. I got my ballot back. I've only been voting for 50 years.
That's a good idea. They did that on purpose, so you can say that. Anyway, so you go like this. Right. You sign the envelope, and you send it in, and then they take and run that through with no precincts or electoral college or gerrymandering. Yeah, how do you do districts then? If you're going to have districts for congressmen, you know, how do you determine districts?
Well, there's various commissions that are working pretty good. Actually, there's one in California, and you'll love this. In 2006 and 2008, California had referenda on redistricting, setting up a redistricting commission, and it passed. It's multipartisan. Yeah, Democrats, you got Republicans, you got independents, including you guys, the libertarians, and it seems to work pretty good. And you know who the principal sponsor was? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger put in $3 million of his own money to get this redistricting commission in California. Generally, we actually have competitive elections.
Okay, so it's still going to be carved up, and they got equal population districts of however the heck they do it. You know,
well, but they aren't gerrymandered. They aren't, you know.
Okay, now when you're talking to it, so the audience understands, gerrymandering is you got these weird, funky districts, so they make sure they get, I don't know, whatever they think they're going to have, a heavily Democratic area, a heavily Republican area, guaranteed. But after a while, it gets to where they're just all communist and it doesn't matter. You know, so, you know.
Who's the communist anymore? I mean, really?
Oh my God! They, them, those. You know, you're doing radio. When I first started, they go like this. They go, "Oh, you conspiracist? You know, they? Who are they?" And I go, "Oh, that's a good question. Who are they?" I go, "There are those that just want to be left alone, and there are those that just won't leave them alone. That's who they, them, those are. They're the ones that won't leave me alone, and the ones that won't leave me alone want to take my stuff. I can't use my own thing. Communist." You know,
right.
Socialist, whatever it is. I mean, they're freaking not freedomist, I can tell you that. And I'm just a leave-me-alonist, all right? So here we
What about that? What about the corporatists? They're destroying the earth. What about the corporations, for God's sakes?
What about
Chase and you know, all the big First Nation, all those guys? Why aren't you concerned about the bankers?
I'm a libertarian. Are you freaking kidding me? You know, central banking. Okay, then I got you. All right, Harvey walked right into it. All right. So do I get legal tender laws opened up that I can use whatever money in crypto? Am I cool?
If anybody's going to take it, who's going to take it?
Should there be laws against me using crypto? Hell, Pizza Hut takes it in Venezuela now. They just did that yesterday.
That's good.
So it's good? All right, so crypto's good. Are we good on crypto?
I don't care. Use wampum, for God's sake.
Boom! All right, so we're on. See, we're finding the ground here. Now, focus on the freaking election thing. All right, so I get this, I sign it, and I send it in. Are they checking the signatures?
I don't know. You tell me. You've been in
there. Well, no, they're not, but I mean, should they?
They certainly check mine. For God's sakes.
No, they just don't like you.
I'm going to sign up in three different ways and send it back in. I'm going to use my gas card signature. I'm going to use my Ralph's signature.
Yeah, I know. It's just so ridiculous. You just show up, show your ID, vote, and you're done. You know? National holiday. Woohoo! National security. It's the most important thing ever, you know? Yeah. All right. We'll go into Electoral College when we come back with Harvey. Answer the freaking question. Okay. So I have the ballots. I send it in. You're hoping, or supposedly, or in the law, or whatever you're advocating, is that they're checking the freaking signature.
Well, they obviously did mine.
Okay. But I mean, you're advocating that they do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we got paper to everybody. They're checking the signature that it's you. And then how are they? So anybody that makes it onto the registered voter roll, they're going to get a ballot. That's just the way it's going to be. So now we're into how people are registered and cleaning it up. And the Republicans did it wrong. And the Democrats did it wrong. And everybody's doing it wrong. They didn't do it the way, you know, you wanted or whatever. You know, I can see the arguments coming. You know, what's the aversion to... I mean, I can see absentee as an option for something, but what is the... Yeah, hold on.
All right, I'm back. I can hear you.
All right, cool.
I'm here. You good?
Yeah, hold on. Okay, well, what's it... How come I'm hearing him?
I can hear you. What's the point of doing Zoom as opposed to the telephone?
Well, one, it's a clear signal. You know, it sounds better on radio.
A lot more hassle.
Yeah. Here we go.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
And Harvey Wasserman. All right, we're trying to walk through this. Now we got to get to, we got every registered voter, however that winds up, is going to be, you know, citizens. However they become citizens, it's a whole nother thing, or voting or whatever. Then they there will be arguments over who gets to get a ballot. Well, okay, you know, we had that argument, and then they get a ballot. Then they vote the ballot, then they mail it in. They're going to mail it in. They're going to check the signature to make sure it was them that voted. Then we get into things like, you know, harvesting of votes. I would imagine, nope, the harvester is the mailbox. You know, put it in the freaking mailbox. You know, somebody come around voting for it.
We use drop boxes, too. I use the drop box. There was a drop box in front of the library. So
the left is a big thing about going to, you know, apartment buildings and nursing homes and hospitals and what, and harvesting a bunch of votes. I mean, are you...
Well, the left, I mean, this guy got busted in North Carolina. He was a conservative right-winger.
I mean, well, I don't care. Harvesting. Are you for harvesting or not?
I don't know, man. It's not that important to me.
All right, so I vote no. So let's say we have people like...
I vote maybe, you know, what the hell.
I'm like, man, if they, you're going to mail, then freaking mail it, you know? So anyway, so then, see, that's another interesting thing. In Maricopa, we go to the loading dock, and I go, okay, so where's all the mail? You know, where do you, oh, well, Fred goes in the van by himself? I mean, you know, I go, what do you mean? It's a federal offense not to deliver the mail, right? So I'm going,
Tell Louis DeJoy that. Tell Trump that. They're the ones that mess with the postal service.
I'm going to just freaking deliver the mail to Maricopa County to count. They don't do it. They send a guy in a van to go get it. I go, when the hell did that? Who made that up? When did that happen? So I got a bunch of these, so don't even. All right. So
I'm sure you do, but, you know, it's that stuff's. Look, I looked at those voting machines. I am so glad to be done with those voting machines. You know, the touch screens, they were perfectly designed to steal election.
Of course they were.
They were totally hackable, ridiculous.
Okay, so we got a mail.
We got problems with vote by mail. Absolutely, I agree with you 100%. But as I said, it's the worst system we got.
No, I want to see where we're going with this. We got registered voters, however that happens. They get the ballot. They send it in, and hopefully they'll just deliver it to them instead of some Fred go getting them. And then do they go to a private company that's hired to process them, or are they processed at the county?
No, absolutely not. All ballots should be processed. There shouldn't be any private companies involved at any stage. I mean, you can hire a private company to print the things, but, you know, no, private companies should not be involved in,
which is what they're doing, so we're going to do away with that. So we're on board with you on that one.
That, absolutely.
Okay, so they go to the county and they're checking the freaking signatures or something, validating that person did it and it wasn't just a big giant. And then that's a whole other thing, a robo signing of whatever the hell. But anyway, so they come in, they validate those, they put them in a pile, and then they count them.
They get scanned. They got to be scanned, and the digital image has got to be preserved. That way, if you take every paper ballot, you put it in a scanner that has no internet connection, and that has a source code or a coding, whatever they do to digital scanners, it's completely transparent and public. And some of these election boards don't want to do that. But you've talked to Brady about this, you know, till you're blue in the face or red in the face or libertarian in the face, whatever it is. So,
purple,
you know,
gorilla.
You put them in the scanners, you get a digital image, you keep the digital image, and you keep the paper. So then if you want to do a recount, you check the digital images and you check the paper, see if they agree. And then you're done. I mean, it's not that complicated. It's actually very simple.
Yeah, well, what's happened that we found with these, they're selling these machines with that feature. Look, we take the image of it, blah, blah, blah. And then they don't turn it on. They delete them. They do it because they can.
It's an idiot. The election boards have got to be forced to turn them on. Now, they have to turn them on. You can't run the digital scanner without getting a digital image. But then these idiots at the election boards go in and erase the digital image records. What's that?
Why would they do that, Harvey? Why do they do that?
because they can. I mean, that's it. You know, oh, good, I can erase these. You know, oh, we don't, it costs us money to, you know, like an extra 2 cents of electricity to preserve the digital ballot images, so we can't do that.
Yeah, no, it is. I'm with you, brother. We're trying to, you and I, I'm not trying to be critical. I'm trying to, you know, if we're on the same page, we need an accurate election, or it doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
So, and we haven't had one in my entire adult life.
I think that, well, no, this is the most, well, best one we've had, because the digital images are preservable. There's no reason to throw them away. And these idiots at the election boards have got to preserve the digital images. And by the way, I wrote a history of the United States that you should read. I'll send you the PDF. It's called The People's Spiral of U.S. History. And anybody wants to contact you, and you can contact me, I will send you a free PDF of my history of the United States, which I now have to revise because I have finished it in the summer, and I had Bernie.
You send it to me. I'm not an IP guy, man. I put it up on the site for everybody. That's just the way it is.
Well, go ahead. I don't care.
All right, cool. Because, you know, yeah, I've had people, they send me Howard Zinn's work and all this stuff. I get the alternative.
Howard Zinn was my teacher.
All right.
Howard Zinn was my buddy. He was a great guy. Great guy.
I look at all these things throughout history, and I just go, I don't know, sounds like they needed more freedom, man. You know, they're always wanting to control something. And I'm going, what, leave okay. people alone. The ones that won't leave me alone.
Yeah, right. Well, you want to know who our worst president was of all time? You'll be thrilled to know. Our worst president of all time was Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson was a terrible guy.
Okay, I got my reasons. Why do you think he is?
Because he got us into World War One. He spread the worst pandemic that we've ever had. Woodrow Wilson made Donald Trump look like a saint, and he spread the pandemic.
Yeah, but what about Federal Reserve? What about income tax? Yeah, what about?
Well,
the League of Nations. I mean, you know,
I don't like the Federal Reserve either. I mean, it's ridiculous, but that's
okay.
Not my main
now let's get before we run out of time in this segment. We got one more segment after this. We got to get to the Electoral College. All right, what's your deal in Electoral College?
Well, it's the only college that George W. Bush was able to get through. But, you know, I hate the Electoral College. It's absolutely worthless. No reason whatsoever to have the Electoral College. It's gotta go. That's one of our main problems. It's going to have hard to do because it's right there in the Constitution. So we gotta, you know, we gotta amend the Constitution, which is also going to be hard because small states don't want to get rid of the Electoral College. But there's absolutely no reason to have an Electoral College, and there shouldn't be gerrymandering either.
Okay, well, I can give you reasons why to have Electoral College, but why do you think not? You know, whatever the argument.
Because it should be one person, one vote. The Electoral College completely skews that, and gives too much power to people in small states. It's ridiculous. Everybody should vote. Everybody should have their vote equally counted.
Okay, so it's not a United States of America. It's United People of America.
That's fine. But the Electoral College was set up to protect slavery and the slave owners. And, that's wrong.
You know, if I'm a state and I come into the Union, which Arizona is one of the last continuous states here, 1912, Valentine's Day. All right, so we're the 48th state. Come in, and they go, you know, the Enabling Act, which we used in court proceedings, said that the it must be Republican in form, and it can't violate the spirit and letter of the United States Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. The fact that that's the first time I ever saw that the Declaration of Independence was a condition on a state government. And I'm going, cool. We definitely use that. So I'm going, all right, so I have this state that I'm coming into the Union, say, okay, I want to be in the Union, but, you know, we want to be, you know, our own government, the people, you know, the local government, local people, it's us, and so we get our Electoral College thing, and if we get more, you know, a population, we'll get more representation, you know, whatever, states' rights. If you go your route, then it's one, if I was another like Puerto Rico or something, it's like, hell no, I don't want to get in there unless, I guess we're going to give them a bunch of stuff. But the Electoral College was to protect states' rights, which then the 17th Amendment, they said we're going to popularly elect U.S. senators as opposed to the state having senators that went to the U.S. Senate. So this is another step eroding states' rights. Not that that's good or bad, but that's what we're going to talk about when we come back with Harvey Wasserman in just a little bit. Okay, see, I give you the argument of why the states have the Electoral College. It's so that it's United States, like the state of Israel or something. I mean, they're a state. So they're united. That's what they want to do in Europe and have, you know, the United States of Europe. But then they'll do the same thing and they'll go, you know, at least here we have a common language, you know, primarily. There they're going, nope, everybody speaks English because screw you, you know. So we're going to be everybody one person, one vote, Italy, Spain, whatever, doesn't matter. Your states, it's all one people thing. Well, that's the mindset that they're trying to do the United States. So I understand your position is that one person gets to, you know, have the vote in it, not be an electoral college winner take all. Or in some states they have pieces, you know, like Maine, they got their ranked choice voting now, which is kind of cool. And then you got how many electors that presidents get in different states are not the whole thing sometimes. So there are other ways to address this, but you take away the state's electors and you're just making it all popular vote the people. So now we're just one big, you know, country, and it's not a state thing anymore. So why even have a state government?
Well, I don't mind state governments. That, you know, they serve functions, and a big having only one federal government will be a bit much. But and when it comes to voting for president, it should be one person, one vote. I mean, it's ridiculous. Why did George W. Bush become president or Donald Trump become president when they lost the popular vote? That's not right.
See, I understand
the consequences.
No, I understand, but it's a different way of thinking. See, my thing is that federal government can. I don't care. You know, you want the state of Arizona to be part of this thing. Your deal is to defend the borders against, you know, and the war of whatever the hell, and do trade deals or something. I don't care. You know, fine. We'll join your club. You guys got a bad club. Screw that. We're out. We secede. We'll do it ourselves. Never mind. But to do that, you have to be a state. And this is sure as hell the way Texas thinks. And before you ever get Electoral College or go popular vote, Texas will secede. I guarantee it. You know? So what happens is, you know, fine. Texas, California wants to succeed. You know, I pat them on the butt and say, peace out. You know, I don't care. Hell, I want the individual to secede. So the thing is that you're looking at having everybody, and screw the state. It's the people by popular vote that determine who the president is. Well, they did that with U.S. senators. And when they did that from the state, now no longer the states determine who represents the state. The United States senators were supposed, the two senators each state were supposed to represent the interest of the state. Well, now that's going away. And now you want to get the states totally out of it. They have no representation. It's a popular vote. That's just...
Well,
that's,
you still got the U.S. Senate. Well, you know, let's get
elected by popular vote. If you go back to where
within the state, the people of Arizona vote for their own senators. Those senators represent the state, but
they represent the whims of the people and not the interests of the state. Which I don't care. The interests of the state should be defending my rights. I just want them to defend my rights. That's all I want them to do.
Well, let me tell you something. As far as I'm concerned, the greatest sentence ever written is the First Amendment. Can you recite the First Amendment by heart?
I get pretty close.
Congress shall make... We're not on the air, are we?
15 seconds. Congress shall make no law abridging the free speech of worship. Separation.
Close.
You know, there's no state-sponsored whatever the heck. The free press. Right to petition your government, redress. I get to say what I want. Leave me aloneism. All right, here we're coming back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
And Harvey Wasserman. He's going to quote the First Amendment for us because he
likes
it.
All right, here we go. So I taught U.S. history for 13 years at two colleges, and they kept having me back for some reason. I don't understand it, but it was really fun. You haven't lived until you stood in front of 25 college students for 50 minutes or an hour and 20 at a time. So as part of my class, I made them memorize the First Amendment, which, you know, the Constitution is one thing. I'm not a big fan of the Constitution. The Declaration of Independence, pretty good, a little hypocritical, you know, written by a slave owner, but okay. The greatest document ever written, as far as I'm concerned, is the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, which reads, Congress shall make no, and I'm not reading this, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, that is one great paragraph or sentence, however you want to do it.
So as long as Portland, they call it a peaceful assembly, it's legal.
Yeah, peaceably. You got to peaceably assemble.
Oh, man. Well, Trump did his peacefully assembled protest of, I got a campaign speech.
Yeah, there you go. And
that's how he got away with it.
He peaceably assembled and spread the virus. Good for you, Donald. So the bottom line
is Portland protests didn't spread the virus.
Some did. Yeah, some of them did. Everybody should be wearing masks as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, that's a whole other world where we don't have to.
I just want some consistency, Harvey.
Why don't you have your damn show a little later in the morning so I didn't have to get up at 7 a.m., for God's sakes. I usually go to bed at 3. But anyway, look, I'm totally for the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. I think it's a great
thing. Are you for the amendment that protects it?
The Electoral College is a nightmare. It's got to go.
Are you for the amendment that protects the First Amendment?
Which one's that?
Second.
Well, look at the. Have you read the Second Amendment lately?
Yeah.
I mean, a well-regulated militia being essential to the security of the free state, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be abridged. There's two pieces to the question.
I know your argument. A well-regulated militia meant well-practiced.
It meant practiced. It meant that you knew
what you're doing.
The reason Madison set up the Second Amendment was to, in part, to protect the patrols that went out to hunt down runaway slaves. That was a big piece.
Well, see, you got, you know, to secure, you know, defense of their state, and now you're wanting to take, you know, you got to be, you know, the way the Constitution was written was in support of each individual state. So now we're talking about a militia to protect the state.
I'm not a big fan of the
state. Well, I'm for it. But then Heller comes back, and you know, which was the original intent, it's an individual right. And then you go, no, we got to do away with Heller because they're not individual. We want to change that. Then you get three more conservative justices. Now you're screwed.
I'm for compromise. People feel they need their own guns. You know, it's a gray area, but I don't know what everybody's doing with submachine guns walking around. I got kids and grandkids. And I see crazy people with guns. No. I mean, if you're going to get a license to drive a car, you should have a license to have a gun.
Hey, you're talking to a libertarian. I don't believe in licenses to drive cars, man.
you never drove around with my father. I mean, come on, man.
Hey, when you do damage, then you got issues. This is about Electoral College. So you're why the Electoral College? Why is that a thing for you?
Because we've had presidents come in there that didn't get the popular vote, and they've been miserable presidents, miserable. George W. Bush, Donald Trump, come on. They should never have gone to the White House.
Okay, and
I trust the public to elect our public officials.
You know, I do more than people think. I have much more trust in the public than I think a lot of my counterparts and peers do. And it's just that you haven't got an accurate determination of them. I don't believe in the computers that they use. I have no trust in it whatsoever.
Well, listen, man, I was in Ohio in 2004. We saw these voting machines. People go in and press a candidate on the touchscreen machine, and then the other guy would light up. And, you know, there's no way to monitor. So you and I are in agreement. We want paper ballots. It's got to be made a little more efficient so that we can make sure that people who
But why mail-in? Why is mail-in a big deal?
What's that?
Why mail-in? Why would you want to have paper ballots in the mail?
I believe in mailing them out. And you can mail them in. You can drop in a Dropbox. You can show up in person. And 2 years ago, I got my ballot in the mail. I went in and dropped off in person. This year, I did it in the Dropbox. And it came back to me. You know, 2 years ago, I went in and checked my signature. It was fine. This year, I put it in a Dropbox, and it came back because my signature is ridiculous. What can I tell you? So, you know, there are things we can do to make voting by mail more efficient and more accountable. Absolutely agree with you on that. It's got to be looked at. But
yeah,
I'm absolutely essential.
In your version to like a national holiday and just everybody go and vote.
Absolutely.
You know, majority.
National holiday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Saturday, the non-Jews vote. Sunday the Jews vote, Monday and Tuesday everybody else. That's the way it's got to go.
You know,
Jehovah's Witnesses can vote on Sunday too.
Well, give me a Tuesday off, or make it a Monday. I mean, I don't care.
Make it 4 days. Why not have 4 days? You know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But at least Tuesday absolutely needs to be a national holiday, no doubt about
well,
it.
Well, I'm for going down and doing it. You know, if it's that important.
I am too, but not everybody can. You got to wait.
Well, no, I'm sure they can be, because I remember the way it used to be. Absentee ballots was you applied for a ballot, gave your reason, your doctor's slip of excuse of something, you know. But it wasn't this en masse out there, you got 60,000 extra ballots sitting around somewhere. You know,
I don't think that's a problem, frankly. But you know,
I've got
if it bothers you,
so many examples.
The important thing, you know, the elephant in the room is the paper. Getting rid of the electronic machines, that's number one. And making sure that the digital scanners, which are used to count the votes, are not connected to the Internet.
Okay, I give you an example. In 2003, there was a local election in the city of Glendale here in Arizona. They're in the primary, if you get more than 51% of the vote, then you just go in, you don't go to the general. Well, the right. only item on the general election ballot, because everybody, you know, won their seats or whatever, the only item on the general election ballot was an initiative that I did that said the paper ballot at a ballot was the only official record that could then be checked by a computer tabulation. I go, you want to use
totally
the computer? You want to do the computer to check it? Fine. But the official tabulation is paper. Boom. Freaked.
Absolutely. Paper ballots. That's why this was a decent election, better than the others. Like you say, it was the worst election we ever had, except for all the other ones. And so get rid of the Electoral College. Get rid of gerrymandering.
All right, before we run out of time, we got a minute.
We want hemp ballots. I mean, come on now. Let's do it right.
Yeah, just because. Okay. So we just came from a hemp farm in Washington State, you know, where they were harvested.
It's legal now.
Okay. Now, before we run out of time, where's your funding coming from? You know, who's supporting this? How widespread? What are we going to be looking at in 2-4 years?
Fund what?
The effort, you know, you're doing this. I mean, is it just you? Is it, you know, a coalition of, or, you know, rich guy behind the scenes?
Election Protection 2024. Go to the website, Election Protection 2024, or grassrootsep.org. And you can help support us. Send me a contribution. I love it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do here. You'll see if cover all the bases, crap, I'll send you money. I'll pimp all it. Right. We all love Bussy. But I just need to know what I'm not for having a bunch of paper out there. Then it's just how because once the paper gets past a certain line, it's in the tabulation. They're trying to unring the bell now. They're going, oh, these were bad. I go, did it go past the line? You're too late, man. Once it goes through the computer, how are you going to pull that one vote out?
But as long as on paper, we can work out the details. You don't like mail-out voting, we can talk about it. But as long as we get rid of those touchscreen machines and we've got, and with you, I agree, we got paper ballots, and we can work out the details. You don't like mail-out voting?
I don't care how much it costs. I don't care how much they pay. I don't care. I want people by precinct and small area. You go in, you vote. They know it's you. I'm on the list and my signature or whatever the hell. And I vote and they're done. And you count them there. When you get done, that total gets transmitted. Everybody can check and make sure the right total got transmitted. Total them up, you're done. And it's done that day. Done.
That's fine.
We got to do computers because it's faster. No, it's not.
Right. And in the paper ballots, bring the troops home. Stop nuclear power, for God's sakes. You're in Arizona. Shut down.
Are you for thorium reactors? Are you for thorium?
No reactors. The reactor we got 93 million miles away, that's the only one we need.
Okay, can I sell my solar on my house to my neighbor without getting somebody's permission?
Absolutely.
Boom! Let's do it.
Get rid of the utility industry. Get rid of the utilities. And get yourself a battery. Get yourself solar panels. And LED lighting, and shut down all the nuclear plants immediately before they blow up, for God's sake.
Well, we got a lot to talk about in the future.
On Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Harvey. That was fun.
Thank you. Happy to come back on, but do it a little later in the morning, will you?
God, that's when my show is, man. You know, when I was back east, I'm doing it. It's 9 to noon Eastern is when it is. And Arizona changes. You know, everybody else changes time, and Arizona's the same. So sometimes it's 6 in the morning in the west or 7. And then it's just, it's a pain in my ass, too. But, you know, yeah, because obviously you're in California.
I'm putting you on my email list, and you can have me back, but, you know. 7 in the morning, man, that's just outrageous.
Yeah, we'll do a podcast or something later. I got like 2 podcasts this afternoon to do.
You gotta read my history of the U.S. I'll send you a PDF.
Dude, you got my email, you know, or Donna's. Okay. You know, send it, we'll do it. Harvey, thanks for coming on. Yeah, no, I know John well. John and I have been doing this for a long time. And
he's a
matter of fact,
guy.
I go on a progressive radio show this afternoon here in the Valley that it's run by, used to be my board op, you know, a decade or more, 15 years ago. And this is now he, you know, runs this radio station. And I'm surrounded by progressives. I was on Air America, you know, for years.
You're more progressive than you think you are. You know, I mean, I'm against all these big corporate. The corporations are the problem.
I'm for the rights of the individual.
Well, then get rid of these corporations. Why should a corporation be able to go bankrupt?
Why
do corporations get government money?
Corporations cannot exist without state sanction for limits on all kinds of crap. It's a state. It's all government. Every time I scratch the surface in any problem, it's government. Government.
Corporations are the heart of it. Corporations are the big problem. That's why we need government to protect us from the corporations. If the governments would declassify, decharter the corporations, then we wouldn't need the government.
That's why they're there. Yes, right. Government.
Who protects us from the corporations?
Well, it was supposed to be that you would be able to sue anyone for violation of individual rights. But then the government gives them special sanction to violate rights.
Who's the problem? Is the government the problem or is the corporation the problem?
Oh, definitely government.
No,
definitely.
The corporations are the problem.
How are corporations incorporated? Who do they incorporate with?
The government.
There you go.
Well, yeah, get rid of the corporations. Strip the corporations of their immunity from bad debt, and you'll see a different world.
Yeah, well, I got government sovereign immunity. I got all kinds of immunities, and it all starts with government. Don't even start with me, man. All right. It was a pleasure having you on, Harvey. You know, you got some
later. Just do it later in the day.
Hey, you got some cool thing going on? Let me know, and we'll have you on. We'll yak it.
Well, you call me anytime.
All right, just not in the morning.
Happy on a film.
All right.
All right, man. Have fun.
Peace, brother. Bye.
And don't forget to smoke your ballot.
One good reason for paper. Thanks, man.
All right,
bye.
Talk to you.